Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
The Sihon king of Heshbon would not let us pass by him, for the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him unto thy hand, as appeareth this day. The Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee, begin to possess, that thou mayest inherit his land. And Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. The Lord our God delivered him unto before us. We smote him and his sons and all his people. We took all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, from the city that is by the river, even to unto Gilead. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. Only unto the land of the children of Ammon thou camest not, nor unto any place of the river Jabbok, nor unto the cities in the mountains, nor unto whatsoever the Lord our God forbade us. This is a condensed version of what we just went through in the Exodus and Leviticus portions and Numbers. So he's tallying it up as a book of remembrance so that it can be quickly read, as we know that Leviticus and Numbers is very laborious reading sometimes. Chapter 3, book of Deuteronomy. Then we turned and went up the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people. Now that was a giant, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. Thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto King Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. The Lord our God delivered into our hand Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people. We smote him until none was left to him remaining. We took all his cities. At that time there was not a city which we took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argog and the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides unwalled towns, a great many. We utterly destroyed them, as we did unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. We took at that time out of the land of the two kings of the Amorites, the land that was on the side of Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon and the Sidonians call Sirion, and the Amorites call Shiri. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, unto Salcha and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. It is not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon. 9 cubits was the length thereof, 4 cubits the breadth thereof, after the cubit of a man, a very large creature. This land which we possessed at the time, from Aroer, which is by the river of Arnon, and half of Mount Gilead, and all the cities thereof, gave I unto the Reubenites and the Gadites, because they said, oh, this is nice land, and we'll just live here. You know, I know God wanted us to go over there, but we're just going to live here. You know, and it was not, God was not happy with that, mm-hmm. But Moses allowed it to happen. But he said, the men of your two tribes must come on over and help us take the land. And they agreed. And those two tribes, if you realize and you keep reading, don't amount to much in the end, because they did not trust God and accept what he wanted to give them. And the rest of Gilead and all of Bashan, king of the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half the tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argog, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argog unto the coast of Geshurai and Machathai, and called unto after his own name, Beshahabarath, Beshahavoth Jareed. Man, that's one of the worst ones ever.
Yes.
Most terrifying thing in this Bible is reading some of the names.
Mm-hmm. And then they change.
Yes, and they do. Yeah. And these people call it one thing, and these people call it another thing. Be-she-har-voth Jari unto this day, and I give Gilead unto Machir, and unto the Reubenites, and unto the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even unto the river Arnon, half the valley, and the border even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. Plain also, and Jordan, and the coast thereof, from Chinnereth, even unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea under Ashdod-Pisgah eastward. Now see, I have a, and I mentioned this earlier, I have a an idea that these two clans and half the clan of Manasseh, they thought, well, you know, if we stay over here, we're going to get a little free from this law.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be on this side. This law is already binding. And that's what we get with the law. We have the law binds, shackles you, and it ends in death. And it becomes so laborious already. I do believe that these guys said, well, we're going to kind of separate ourselves so we're not so much under this horrible thing that's come upon us. And I commanded you at that time, saying, the Lord your God hath given you this land to possess it. Ye shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for the war, your wives and your little ones and your cattle, for I know that ye have much cattle, shall abide in your cities which I have given you, until the Lord hath given rest unto your brethren, as well as unto you, and until they have so possessed the land which the Lord your God hath given them beyond Jordan, then ye shall return every man unto his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, thine eyes have seen all the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings, so shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither thou passed. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servants thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that ye beyond the Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes. For your sakes. Yeah, he passes the puck.
Uh-huh.
You guys caused me to end up dying on this side.
Uh-huh.
It's all your fault.
Nothing to do with me hitting that rock.
Yes, no. And would not hear me, and the Lord said unto me, let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. Get thee up unto the top of Pisgah, and lift up thine eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan, but charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. So we abode in the valley over against Beth Peor. Chapter 4, Book of Deuteronomy, with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, WVFF's God's Amazing Manuscript, a guidepost to eternity. You know, this is the temporary life. You might have 70 years, you might have 80 years, you might have 15, 16, 20, 30. You don't know. It's the testing ground, proving ground, to prove whether you should take part in the permanent life to come. So don't take it lightly, and never think that you only live once, because this is the temporary one. Chapter 4, Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I commanded you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. You shall not add or diminish from the law. The law is the law, and you will follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye did not cleave unto the Lord your God, are alive every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. Ye should do so in the land, whether ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? That verse right there sums up, follow me with all your heart and you will be blessed. And that verse right there was the reason that America became great. America soon got off track. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him? And in the beginning it was so. And that nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thy depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, lest thou depart from thy heart. Follow me with all your heart. That's all God asks. Mm-hmm. It's sad that he had to put this binding law on them to remind them every moment of every day what they're supposed to be doing. And if they'd only do what they're supposed to be doing, they would be free from it. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, they may learn to fear me all the days that thou shalt live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. And ye come near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Ye saw no form, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments that ye might do in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude. Ye didn't see his form on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. There was a reason God didn't show them even an outline, because he knew what they would do. They would create a statue, some sort of idol.
Yep.
The likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, that being Egypt, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swear that I should not go over Jordan.
For your sakes, again.
Yes. It's you guys caused me to die.
Yeah.
I don't even get to go in. All of this I've gone through.
Yep.
Taking care of you stiff-necked people.
Don't enjoy yourself.
And look what you've done.
Yeah.
I don't even get to go in. And Moses passes the buck a lot.
Yeah, he does.
And that I should not go in unto the good land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God which he made with you, make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. He is a destroying fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. Now, he's given remembrance here, but he will go on to give the entire future of the nation of Israel, and it's very accurate. The Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whether the Lord shall lead you. Now, that one there was the prophecy of latter-day Judaism after 70 AD, because they scattered into the entire earth, and there was never a nation of Israel until 1947 again. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations. You shall be left few in number among the heathen, among everyone else's nations, whether the Lord shall lead you. There ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But it from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If ye seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, nor will destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire? You guys are special. There has never been anything like you. God's chosen people. Has any people ever heard God's voice directly speaking to them? As thou hast heard and live, or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by mighty hand, and by stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Do you remember all of the mighty miracles God has done to bring you people here? Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice. He might instruct thee, and upon the earth he showed thee his great fire. Thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out of his sight, and with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth. Imagine that. If you follow God with all your heart, you will prolong your days, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which thou shalt kill his neighbor unawares, accidentally. If someone kills someone accidentally, they're still in trouble, but he's made three cities on this side of Jordan that they can run to for refuge. And we talked about that in past episodes. You know, you go there for refuge, and as long as you stay in the city, you can live peacefully until the chief priest dies, and then you can leave the city and go back to your old life. You try to leave the city before he dies, you're done. And hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side Jordan in the valley over against Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land, and the king of the land, Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the springs of Pisgah. All right, you've been here with David and Jonathan on WVFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We're starting Deuteronomy, and the children are getting ready to cross over in the land. Moses has written his book of remembrance because he's been told by God he's going to die because of his transgressions, which he's blamed on the children. He's not going to get to pass over into the land, and he's a little mad about it. But I think he's probably very weary, as I've told you in episodes past. So God has chosen a new leader, Joshua, son of Nun. He will lead the children in. And we'll start that next on the next version. It's been good to be with you any day in God's Word's good day. And you're here with Jonathan David on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.